Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The blood washed away, but the guilt never does. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
The trial against Richard Allen, we're coming very close to a close by the time you are watching this and may already be done. That's where we're at right now as of our recording. We're going to discuss kind of where this trial went from start to finish and its last days as they determine whether or not there's enough reasonable doubt to either convict or not convict Richard Allen of being the murderer in Delphi, Indiana. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining us to discuss. Last handful of days, we've had some very interesting testimony as the defense has had their chance. They rested after only just a few days, bringing in a lot of the experts, a lot of almost duplicate type experts to what the prosecution brought in, but from their perspective and seemingly with a little more credibility. What's been your take on what we've seen at the end of this trial?
I am so pleased at the quality of the experts the defense has brought in, you know, and I have tried to keep a very open mind on this case. It's been a weird case, but I've said for a long time, one of the most core factors, certainly in looking at guilt or innocence of Richard Allen for me, has been the timeline of when his psychotic symptoms started and how that aligns with the confessions, the 60 plus confessions. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I got answers to that. I took pages and pages of notes that now it's been broken down. And what I have learned is that we had a man who entered the prison that he's in with no psychotic symptoms. Mm-hmm. Now, he did have a diagnosis that he had had since childhood of major depressive disorder, which some people with major depression can become psychotic. Mm-hmm. And certainly under stress, they're more prone to it than other people. And we also know that people who are psychotic may very well confess to things that they didn't do. And so when we're looking at, is this a legit confession or is this a false hallucination, delusion confession? We have to know, were they psychotic when they started making the confessions? So we know that the first 4 months, according to Dr. Walla, who was the prison psychologist, Richard Allen was not psychotic. And then after 4 months, he had a religious conversion that happened very quickly. He began sleeping with his Bible and talking about wanting to be forgiven. And it happened like that. Mm-hmm. I think this was in, I believe it was in March. Yes, March 23. That was the beginning of the psychosis for him. And we often see these kind of almost bizarre, rapid fire religious conversions. That can be an early sign of psychosis. And again, not saying that all religious people are psychotic.
Sure, yeah.
But when it happens like this, that's a red flag to me. Now, Dr. Walla, I have a lot of concerns about her at this point, based upon all the things that we've heard. She consistently maintained that when he started with some of the bizarre behavior, he was malingering, which means feigning symptoms for some kind of benefit. Mm-hmm. I think she was wrong. And clearly, over the course of the few weeks after that religious conversion, he became increasingly psychotic. The eating feces, you know, the naked, the masturbating while singing. I mean, just the bizarre behavior. I don't think people eat feces when they're feigning psychosis. I just, I can't go there. Now, I think there's bias within the prison system toward believing people are malingering because they do see a lot of it. It does happen a lot. But I think that can create a biased perception. And I am fairly certain, I'll stick my neck out and say that Dr. Walla was biased. This is also the psychologist who was inundated, you know, with her true crime material. And we know a lot of the stuff online has been painting him as guilty, 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 you know, for a long time now, ever since he was targeted as a suspect.
Yeah.
So I think we had very poor treatment with Dr. Walla. There was no testing done. We can do psych testing that looks for malingering. That was never done. I don't see any excuse for that. I mean, to me, that's, you know, malpractice. Eventually, Dr. Walla did call in her supervisor and another clinical person to look, take a look at him. And that's when they decided, okay, he is psychotic, and let's start some Haldol. They gave him an injection of Haldol. Was that the right medication? You know, not everybody responds to Haldol. It's an older medication. It's cheap. It was worth a try. I don't know that it helped. It may have helped a bit. But he did start to improve over time after he had had another dose and doses after that. So I think there was no question he was psychotic. I think he was psychotic before Dr. Walla understood what was happening. And I think maybe at that point she had difficulty backtracking. So that's why she called in some other people to take a look. And then we had testimony from, it was Dr. Westcott, who's a neuropsychologist, excellent credentials. And she did testing. She spent hours and hours with him, looked over all the records, and ended up with a 127-page report on this. And I think she did excellent work. It was well documented that he was psychotic. He had been psychotic for the, you know, after the first 4 months of solitary confinement. He did have major depressive disorder in addition to the psychotic. He was anxious, and that he was definitely not malingering and hadn't been malingering. Mm-hmm. So to me, this really tips the scale that these confessions are not credible.
Why do you think it is that Dr. Walla didn't, you know, do her due diligence on that until, like, after a while, calling other people in? I mean, you, like you said, it's malpractice at a certain point where it's like, why? I mean, if she wants to do certain tests, can she do them? Does she need a court approval? Does she need investigative approval or something to do that with the client? Or is that up to the doctor at that point?
I am guessing that it was within her discretion to choose to do it or not do it. And it makes no sense to me because I always will look back on, you know, somebody's unusual symptoms. And if I don't understand what's going on, immediately you get another set of eyes on the person, you get some more opinions. And if you can have testing done that's going to give diagnostic clarification, that's the ethical thing that you do. And you fight for that. So this is, I think, a case of malpractice you know, with the treatment he received in prison. She was seeing him for a long period of time. She was seeing him daily.
Yeah.
But I have real concerns about her possible bias, that she had already decided he was guilty and therefore was looking through a lens and a filter that she only saw what she wanted to believe.
It's scary.
Which is horrible.
The whole case of Richard Allen, we look back on it, and it's just one misstep after another. I mean, there's just so many things that were not done right or ethically in this entire case. Take his guilt or innocence out of it. It's like, could you guys have done a worse job at handling all these things? And what got me about the trial so much was how they were so gung-ho to go into this, knowing the stuff was going to be presented publicly and thinking it was going to be effective or powerful, or that no one was going to go, the hell were you doing? Like, none of this was by the book. None of this, like, really adds up. Was that a product of just kind of a groupthink where everybody in this small town, they thought they had their guy, they're all kind of working together on this with the prosecution, and they're just la, 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 we're not going to hear anybody else's input, and just plowed forward?
Yeah, the sentence that pops into my head is just not very smart.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a lot of people that just rubber stamp this without looking at the whole picture. And yeah, I'll add, is there still a possibility he did it? Sure.
Yeah.
But do we have reasonable doubt? Hell yeah.
No, a lot, a lot. Another big point that was made here in the trial of Richard Allen, beyond the mental health standpoint, this is right at the very end. And I think it really puts a big question mark into the case of the prosecution. Who put the headphone jack in Libby German's phone 5 hours after her disappearance? There was already the question that the phone became active after the girls were supposedly already dead, according to the official timeline. This shows somebody was using the phone with a headphone jack. And the phone's found by the bodies. So, I mean, that opens everything up. I mean, it could have been the girls if the timeline was simply off on their death. I mean, if they were entrapped somewhere and she had her headphones, she could have easily stuck them on her head. It's a weird one. Like, why would somebody grab her phone and walk around with headphones? Like, that just doesn't make a whole lot of sense in any of this. But it happened, and it's a digital piece of evidence that the phone's not just going to make that up. So something happened there. And the prosecution has presented zero idea on how that happened. It's almost as if it didn't happen, but we know it did. How do you think that's going to play to the jury?
I am, you know, sometimes I'm surprised by what juries do, but this is just one of the weirdest cases I think we've seen. You know, we see a lot of horrible cases. This one is horrible, but it's also got so many weird elements to it that just at this point, from what we're seeing, they don't make sense.
And
that's just another strange piece that it's hard to create a scenario to understand it.
This, it's kind of legally, but I'm not asking for the legal answer to this question. I'm asking more so if someone came to you as a saying, I need an expert witness on this, where if he's found innocent and they go, oh, he wants to sue the shit out of everyone now. How good of a case do you think he has in terms of psychologically what was done incorrectly? I know you used the word malpractice there. Do you think that this would be a pretty strong case for just horrible, wrong treatment where they would be found very, very wrong and owe a lot of money if he's acquitted on this or found innocent?
Yeah, I as you say, it's legal. I don't know that's an option to sue, but ethically, I would certainly encourage that if it were an option.
There was the thing that comes to mind would be the case of To Catch a Murderer, I believe is what it was called. One in Wisconsin, Manitowoc County. I can think of Brian Dassey, the nephew. I can't think of the guy's name at this moment in time. He went to prison for another murder prior to the second one. And they found out, no, it wasn't the guy. And then he sued and won a lot of money from Manitowoc County. And then suddenly, surprise! We think you did a different murder. And that was another one with a lot of questionable evidence as well.
Yeah. And that Reed interrogation technique with the nephew. I mean, we got to watch that in the documentary, which was just horrifying the way that kid was manipulated.
Yeah.
So
Making of a Murderer was the documentary, and it, Stephen Avery, there we go. It was going to bug me until I could think of his name. I'm from up there, so I remember some of that going on back in the day.
Really well done documentary that went into so much detail about what went wrong with that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Fascinating case. We'll see where the jury takes it, and if this is, maybe we're at a conclusion, and maybe Richard Allen can try and have some semblance of a life.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with a sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.